Welcome, everyone. I am Michael, your host for Judgment Day. This is the 15th episode in this podcast reading series. The trial of Judgment Day continues, and the defense requests a sidebar. The private discussion will be a huge reveal, and all the world will know God's eternal truth. I will be reading the text of Devotional Prayers and Modern Prophecies. This is an avant-garde approach to presenting prophetic poetry. This episode is the presentation of entries 670 through 672 from Book 5, Volume 2. Be sure to download Volume 1 of Devotional Prayers and Modern Prophecies for free from polyatlowshippubs.com. Get ready for Judgment Day. Get ready for the apocalypse. You're listening to Devotional Prayers and Modern Prophecy. It is by God's graciousness that I am a scribe. It is by the Lord's will for me that I write His glory. As a witness to God's eternal truth, I declare that all of God's Holy Spirit will rejoice. The angel of peace has now his final words, as the two advocates must now approach the bench. A curious development in the case unfolds. The matter of presenting prima facie evidence is at hand. In this sidebar, rarely granted in the court of God, Jesus the prosecution and Melchizedek the defense must agree before the Lord to allow this new evidence. This matter must be settled in court on this day. The two return to their post before the bench. Jesus has agreed to allow this matter for the defense because he knows it is a vain attempt to sway the Lord to withhold his vengeance. It will serve the Lord to hear this matter because it will further prove Satan's guilt, and the facts will further cause a separation between the truly faithful and the unrighteous liars. The presentation of this new evidence is an opportunity to request God's mercy by leveraging the Lord's favor for mankind. The defense may gain some favor for these errant sons. All our hope is in the glory of the Lord, for there is no hope without Almighty God. It is God who blesses all of creation with life, and we have His gifts of faith, hope, and love. The angel of peace and the Son of Man stand momentarily at the same time. While there is this agreement to permit new evidence, it occurs to Jesus to request a quid pro quo.
If this prima facie evidence is to be allowed, then the Lord must permit a writ of habeas corpus so that the prosecution may call witnesses to the court, those who have been confined for their sins and others.
It was a shocking moment of unexpected courtroom drama that the defense would proclaim objection to this request. While it is true that this was not discussed in sidebar, the Lord's fairness is unequaled in the universe.
Overruled. God has spoken. The prosecution may call to the court any witness. The same may be allowed the defense in fairness. The confined will be brought to the day of judgment.
The bold move by Jesus Christ is stunning to the audience. The legal gambit to bring forth any witness could swing the case in either direction, but the chosen one has the knowledge of eternal truth. On this day, I give God praise for His love and mercy. May the Lord be blessed by all of the love in the universe. God is truly mighty in His everlasting heavenly temple. Today is the day the Lord has made. Rejoice. The angel of peace will begin the presentation. The evidence against God is clearly prima facie. There will be a rebuttal of this claim that God sinned on earth the same as His sons.
There was this rebellion among the sons of God. They went down to the earth for the love of mankind. They were misled by love, and it was an egregious error, but they made this mistake because they loved mankind. The earth was purged of the sin brought by fallen angels. God gave commands for a flood to wipe out the Nephilim and all of the pagans who worshiped them as false gods. The brood of Enoch survived to keep God's eternal truth. They had been given a covenant, an everlasting promise, that God would send a chosen one, a son of man, who would be the savior of the entire world. His name was Jesus of Nazareth, and He was a man.
It might not be seen that this is wrong, because all of it is God's eternal truth. In the court of Almighty God in heaven, only the truth may be spoken. All lies are banished. Well, this concludes episode 15 of Judgment Day. The subtitle for this segment was The Sidebar. The advocates are at odds at this moment, and the conflict is clearly at a peak. While he agrees to allow Melchizedek's introduction of this prima facie evidence, Jesus plays a legal gambit and requests a quid pro quo. The writ of habeas corpus will resurrect the witnesses, and the truth of the pagan crimes will be revealed. The innocent humans falsely accused by pagan Catholics will finally testify in the court of Almighty God. Be sure to subscribe for notifications of the next release. You don't want to miss any of these episodes. Thank you for listening. I am Michael. ¶¶